It's... Now to the show.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, this is show number 10. You're listening to You Didn't Hear This, and there has been a mistake with all of the stuff that we were normally going to do for number 10. It's not going to be a really long episode. Because we started doing this thing and it just got really screwed up, and Audacity couldn't support anything that big. So, we're just doing kind of like a normal show, but the only catch is we're going to be doing it for a while.
Yes, a new guest, really.
And by a while, I mean like a long while, like an hour and a half maybe. Because we want to give more than just a half hour a week, because that's kind of stupid. So, yeah. We're going to talk about World Cup soccer some more, as we normally do. But, the game just finished a few minutes ago. It was Italy versus, Germany. And Germany was supposed to win. Everybody thought Germany was going to win. But then Italy came out and they won.
Yeah, Italy came out in, like, the overtime. The last 2 minutes of the overtime.
Yeah, they were in double overtime.
Yeah.
So that was pretty weird.
Yeah, they made a goal in the last 2 minutes. And then they made another goal during stoppage time. So, like, they made two goals at the last, like, 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
And also, what's even stranger about that is that we've got, like, a whole bunch of Italian people living, like, right across from my street. And so, like whenever Italy scored a goal, we heard outside people screaming. Like, yeah!
Goal for Italy. Oh!
Yeah, and then when the game was
That's
over...
That's gotta be great.
Yeah. No, but then... When the game was over, they all came out, and I heard one guy scream at the top of his lungs, "We're going streaking!" I literally heard that. It was crazy.
That's not very good.
Crazy.
But then the next match, which is... When's the next match?
I think it's tomorrow. It's France versus Portugal.
France versus Portugal. And then, if I believe...
Then it's the finals.
The finals are on Saturday.
Yeah. I won't
and
be
it'll
here.
Be
I
the winner
be...
of France versus Portugal versus Italy. Oh, there it is. Yeah, Italy.
Yeah. I won't be here that day, though. I'll be in Maine.
Well, good luck with the Maininess.
With the Maininessicity.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be in Maine, and I'm probably... You see, we're going to take a few weeks of break, like, a week of break after this. Actually, I don't think we can even afford to take a break after this, because there was such a void in between 9 and 10 that we can't really take a break.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing this every week, pretty much, every week that we can. There's going to be some breaks, because, you know, I've got camp, and Dara's got his main trip. And he's got stuff that he needs to do. We both got
stuff, but not much.
But come September, we've got lots of shows coming for you guys.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, and they're going to be long, and they're going to have lots of music. So,
it's
probably going to be more than one song an episode. And I know most people skip through it, but it's actually really cool. So, we don't have really the ability to talk for like an hour and a half. So, we're going to fill a lot of it with, a lot of the voids with songs, or if anybody wants to send in, like, a little rant, if they want.
That would be helpful.
Yeah, because we have an email address. You can just record something and send it to youdidn'thearthis@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show, whatever it is. We don't care. We'll just play it. It doesn't care if it's really about anything. It just doesn't matter. Or if you want to skip all the fancy editing techniques and just send it to us by phone, it's the number is 206. It's the Seattle code. You have to put in the 1 if you don't live there. Blah, 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 blah. It's 206-33-YDHT8. And, yeah.
Mm.
That's everything that you pretty much need to know. So, yeah, I'm going to start by putting on the first song, if that's okay.
Okie dokie, but I'm smoky.
Okay, our first song is Sirens by The Void. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Dictators are lying, I tell the truth.
Okay, everybody, we're back now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there was about a second in between from when we said we're back and...
Yeah, for us it
we're
was.
Enjoy. Yeah, there was about a second in distance for us, so we're still a bit confuzzled.
Mm.
So, yeah, we've got a lot of people to get on the show in our little second season here, which will be 11 to 20. We've got a lot of people to put on, so.
Yeah. We kind of do.
But it's going to be fun because right now we're doing this through Skype, which is, it's a calling service, and I'm recording it with a recording service. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling and I'm recording, and pretty much I can just call anybody up. We don't have to have them here, and we don't have to put the phone up to the mic because that was kind of stupid and at a bad quality.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't really hear that person. Like, they could normally not hear me.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh, and by the way, guys, if you heard that new intro, that's the new shit there.
New shit?
Yeah, it's kind of gonna be cool.
Mm.
So, that's the point of having a, intro there. So
yeah.
That we can have, like, little music playing at the beginning so people can go, ooh, this sounds professional. Okay, I've got a lot of stories that I used on the things before this that didn't work out. So I'm just going to talk about the first thing that I was going to talk about normally, okay?
What, the mayor?
Well, I was reading a news article a while back about a mayor of a town. That this was at Dara's house too.
Yep. But
it was about a mayor of a town that
refuses to wear
in reaction
pants.
To Hurricane Katrina, would only wear shorts. But the headline was just great. Frustrated mayor will not wear pants. Oh, that was great.
That's crazy.
It was pretty random there.
Can't get my friend.
But I'm like, okay, I have to read this. And I read the first paragraph, and I'm like, oh, it isn't about him not wearing pants. It's about him only wearing shorts. That would have been a lot more interesting, though.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, some more Italian people just drove by, and they're honking their cars. It's really crazy.
It's a bit scary.
Some guy's waving a flag outside of his car.
Imagine if they win.
That would be scary. We just gotta set the camera outside our house.
Just run out there. Just get I think that's more French. I was saying buy a fake handlebar mustache or something. Just buy something that would make you look very, very, very Italian, and then run out and go, woo! And hope they don't figure you out.
No, you know what I'm expecting? I'm expecting for, because I'm going to be gone that day. I'm going to be gone the day, and if the Italians win, I expect to come home and see all my, windows broken from the screen.
Yeah, all your windows are going to be broken and everything.
My windows are already,
That's pretty much what's going to happen if anybody wins. Of course, there's a very low Portuguese and French population in our town, so...
Yeah.
Not many Portuguese and French people, so...
Nope. Have you ever met a Portuguese person?
You know what? I don't know anybody who's Portuguese that lives
here. I only know two French people. Stefan and Jeremy, the guy who moved.
Jeremy lives in France now, though.
I know, but I knew him in 7th grade.
Yeah.
And he came back for, one day this year.
He was just, visiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in everybody's absence, Nick visited here.
Yeah.
And right now he's in another... place that isn't Seattle normally, but
normally.
Yeah, whatever. But he was here and it was cool
because
he was cool.
He was that
crazy. I hadn't seen him in a while, and we were considering recording a show, but we were too lazy. So
too lazy.
Oh well, tough shit.
Tough, but
it happens. Yeah, but Sorry about the quality just being a bit sketchy. Skype really doesn't have the best quality.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that we can have, like, little
I know something that will get us talking for a bit. I don't think we've ever talked about this on the show. Remember last year at your party? My dad and Jim, your random neighbor.
Oh, no, not this again.
I don't think we've ever talked about that on this show. That was, like, one of the
I don't think we ever have.
Hilarious.
But let's touch on it very quickly. Let's touch on it very quickly, though. We were at a party.
Yeah. Sam's party.
My party, essentially my parents' party. But then Dara's dad and my parents' friend.
All that was left was, like, Sam's
they just
neighbor,
got really, really
dad.
Wasted, and they were talking about random stuff. So we got a bit scared, and there was talk of marsupials. And
yes, I speak marsupial.
That was a bit weird.
Marsupial's a very vague language.
Yeah. Let's drop that subject.
Come on, that
scare me a bit.
Never shake my hand, I'm Jesus.
Shake my hand, I'm Jesus. Whatever. That was a bit weird.
Yeah. It was
so
a funny
yeah.
time. Funny, funny, funny. Remember, this one I just remembered. I live on North 14th Street. Where do you live? North 13th Street. You shut up.
Yeah, but I'm planning on having a new little segment of the show here.
That segment is.
And this segment is going to mostly be like, I don't know how to explain it. Just like random stupid internet videos, like stuff on YouTube.
Internet videos?
Yes, like, you know YouTube?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, let's go there right now.
And see if I... Sorry.
Well, right now there's a lot of people, like, doing stuff like cover songs on their acoustic guitars and... Oh, it's July 4th, just...
July 4th, everybody.
Happy Independence Day. I'm not doing anything.
I was just watching soccer, and that's all I'm doing today.
Wouldn't it be really weird? I don't think they would schedule a U.S. game for Independence Day.
No.
Or maybe if they did, it's just like nobody would, just everybody would be patriotic and just watch it.
Yeah, probably. You're crazy, like. Crazy.
Okay,
crazy.
But the, one
what?
Of my favorite videos here is, what is it on? It's firefoxflix.com. But you can find it on YouTube. It's Wee, W-H-E-E-E. And then it's the first thing that comes up, and it'll have, like, little pictures of, like, Firefox and, like, little browser icons and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, it's pretty it's not self-explanatory, but it's, like, a fake
pretty
Firefox
hardly explanatory.
Ad. And, like, it's all of these browsers, and they're like, wee, wee, blah, 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 blah. And they're making funny sounds, and the Firefox guy is just, like, sitting there, and they're making more funny sounds. Or whatever. And then the Firefox guy's like, shut up, and the Internet Explorer thing's like, wee, boom, and he blows up.
Yep. Boom-a-da-boom. Wee.
Yeah, that's just about it. But if anybody wants to make a little intro for the little video spot type thing, because that's going to be a cool little segment that we're going to have, like a little video spot, so whatever. Whatever you want to call it, either. I don't know.
Anything you want to call it.
Or just like, do 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 video spot thing. I don't know. So, yeah, that's about that. So, I'm kind of going to play another show right now. I'm going to play another song right now. So, yeah, the song that we're going to play is, yeah, I know a lot of people are going to, like, hate me for this, but it's, Dead on Arrival by Fall Out Boy. So, enjoy that. Hello, everybody. Yeah, I know everyone's gonna hate me for liking that song, but that's what I do.
That's what he do.
And now for our next little segment thing that we don't have an intro for, and we might want an intro for. That would be like our little movies thing, which Dara's gonna like take a bit of control over.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's just the kind of person I am.
Yeah, mention a movie that you saw that you thought was really good.
I just saw a movie yesterday on Comedy Central, Almost Heroes. It's like starring Chandler from Friends and Chris Farley from like the original from the old Saturday Night Live. And like it's all about how these two guys try to beat Lewis and Clark to the Pacific Ocean. And it just goes through all these random and pointless events along the way. So creepy like. It's really funny.
And yeah, how many stars out of 10 would probably that be?
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
Well, I wouldn't give it 4 stars.
Not really stars. I mean, just like give it a rating. What out of 10?
Well, I don't really
give it a rating out of 10.
I only go by stars, really. That's all I can really go by. I'd give it like 3 stars, probably. It was really funny, though.
3 stars out of
5.
5. Okay, cool. So that would probably be 6 out of 10.
Yep.
So, yeah. That's,
did you see that any
wasn't that hard.
Good... Did
just
you
take your little
good
star
movie?
Rating and multiply it by 2. And that's how it is out of 10.
Okay.
Well, I went to go see The Da Vinci Code yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know I'm a bit late, but... That's when I chose to go see it, and there was nothing else out. So,
good
yeah.
movie.
It was an okay movie. It wasn't great. I think, what was the name of the guy who starred in it again?
Robert Langdon.
No, not the character.
Oh,
the
actor. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Well, he had some pretty, like, kind of just, like, stonewall acting, and it was kind of irritating.
Mm.
He's just like, I must do this. Ba da 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 da.
Well, you know who I thought raised
hold on
the movie
a
lot?
Hold on, can I just finish my little rant?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that was a bit weird. He wasn't the greatest actor for me. Good story. Really confusing if you didn't read the book. I didn't read the book, and I was confused the entire way. So... I think if you're going to go see it, read the book first.
I actually read the book after I saw it. The book I found was more confusing than me. More confusing than the movie, because, like, the book, they go on some random, like, memory rants for stuff that they just explain to you.
Yeah, like, but I think it's easier to have the story in your mind first, or, like, to see the movie twice would just be the equivalent of it. Like, the first time you read the book or the first time you see the movie, you're going to be confused as hell.
Mm.
You just got to do it again in any form. So, yeah. That, yeah. Anything else that you've seen recently that you really liked or really didn't like? Oh, I've got one.
What?
How about you give your little review of Click? I'll turn my microphone off and then give it whatever out of 10, okay?
Okay.
I'm turning my microphone off now. You can rant.
Okay, Click. I thought it was really good. I would give it a 4.5. I'd give it 4.5 stars. It's a lot better than I thought it would be. It had a lot of funny jokes, like when the dog was humping the duck. Hump. That was funny. A little immature, but funny. Yes. I like that movie. That was really... actually, people, if you could, how about this, if anyone could, like, send in any, like, information. Sam already told you, like, the stuff to send in, like, information, but tell us movies that you thought were either really good or really bad, and we'll, like, discuss them if you've seen them, or we'll try and see them and then discuss them. So, yeah, do that. That'd be just as helpful as the little information stuff that you can send in. Hey,
because Dara's either seen the movie or is willing to see it.
Yeah.
Unless it's something really just, like, bad with some actor, like... Unless it's got Keanu Reeves in it, we're fine.
What?
As long as it's, got... As long as it's not got Keanu Reeves in it, we're fine.
I liked him in The Matrix. He was cool. He was a good fit.
Well, it could be The Matrix, because you needed to be a bad actor to do The Matrix.
Hey,
you needed to be have, like, no emotion.
Yeah, but I guess
really,
you're right about
Keanu
that.
Keanu Reeves in a drama movie, like, in The Lake House, this is a bit sad. I'm sorry.
Do-do-do-do-do! You know, I thought it was a really funny movie, too.
What?
Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
Shaun
of the Dead was like a horror comedy, but I don't know how a word for that. Haramedy.
Haramedy.
It's a haramedy.
Oh my god, are there more? Yes, more Italians. Oh my god. It's horrible out there. Wow. I think just people are driving around, like, honking at people. I think that's what they're doing.
That's a bit random.
I know.
I'd like, hide if I were you.
Yeah, the next thing I know, there's gonna be, like, some bottle on fire bursting through my window. I would not like that. But you
I don't
like
think
that.
I would either. I don't think anyone would. But, I'm actually going to check my little K7 thing to see if, like, we've got anything, any rants sent in by us, to us, or whatever.
I gotta go. Don't hang. I'll be right back. You keep ranting on.
Are you gonna hang up? Okay, I don't think he's gonna hang up. So, yeah. So I'm just gonna explain Shaun of the Dead a bit farther. Well, Shaun of the Dead was a good movie, and it was how do I explain it? It was kind of like a horror comedy with a bit of tears and a bit of laughs and a bit of everything. And it's pretty much Dawn of the Dead, except there's... I can't even say there was more gore. But it's rated R for zombie violence, so it's got to be pretty bad to actually have that on the label. But, yeah, as far as that goes, yeah, pretty much everybody dies, and there's lots of drinking and swearing and all that good stuff. So, yeah. And I'm waiting for Dara to come back so that he can add his little random screamings to the, show that we normally have that is called...
Hello?
That I don't remember. Hi!
I, yeah, I have to go to dinner now.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I should call you back.
Why don't you just pause it? You don't need to hang up.
I'm gonna hang up on you. How about that? Okay?
Okay.
And then we'll be back in a very small bit. But until then, here's Summertime by Brother Love, and that's a song. So, bye everybody. Bye, Dara.
Right. Well, there's really no point in saying bye. We'll be back in, like, a couple, as long as the song is.
Yeah, which is probably 3 minutes or something. So,
yeah.
Bye.
Yoo-doo-doo!
was all we ever cared about. We had it all, we had it all. Oh, I'm talking about the good times, times. Drinking all day, drinking all night, dancing by the firelight. Come on. Because you are as hot as hell. You know that you are beautiful heaven. Don't you know that you are summertime. You're all alive. I'm talking about the simple times. Hey, it's a
hey, forgive me, everybody. The quality is a little rough at this point, so, yeah. Sorry. Hey, everybody, we're back.
Hello.
That was a good song. It's actually July 5th now. It's the next day. So,
well, for us it is.
What?
For us it is.
Well, yeah. It's probably the same day for everybody else.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we've got more really weird stories for everybody. So, yeah. A few months ago, people at SeaWorld, they officially changed the name of the fairy penguin.
Oh yeah, the fairy
because,
penguin.
Because they were afraid. Sorry, we just experienced some technical difficulties there.
No, how that's my phone.
No, that was me. How bad did that sound?
Pretty bad, and that. My phone's going kind of crazy, because someone's trying to call.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry about that there, but,
No, and I think they hung up after...
They changed the name of the fairy penguin to, the little penguin, because they were afraid it would offend the gay community. And that was a bit weird. That happened in April or something. And, Yeah, they wanted to be a bit more politically correct, but that's a bit,
weird. Wait 1 second.
Okay, and the chairman of the gay support group, the Gold Coast Breakers, said, "I wouldn't be upset by fairy penguins at all. I don't think the community is that sensitive about those things. If the penguins were called
fairy
penguins or something." Or
why were they called fairy penguins again?
They were called fairy penguins. That was the name. Hold on a minute. I don't think our community is that sensitive about those things. If the penguins are called poofter penguins or something more direct, then it might be a problem. But I don't see the name fairy penguin as a Mickey take at all. Blah. That's fairy penguin. That's a bit weird.
Mm.
That's like pushing the boundaries of politically correct there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bit random, but
random.
So, bleh. So, Dara, I was listening to another show last night, and it was different people, obviously, but they were talking about knockoff sodas.
Knockoff sodas.
Like RC Cola, and it was RC Cola and like Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Thunder.
Like, have you ever gone to Walmart and they have Dr. Thunder? Except it's like Dr. Pepper, except it's called Dr. Thunder, and it's like
it's got more
the
of a
same
gulp.
Thing, except it's thunder, not pepper.
Okay.
Why would you be a guy named Dr. Thunder?
Why would you be called Dr. Pepper?
Pepper can be a real name, but Thunder. I am Dr. Thunder.
Sounds like some villain from the comic book.
Okay, if your last name is Thunder, either change it or don't be a doctor. That's my advice.
Remember, Mrs. Dickman?
Yeah, we have a sub
teacher.
In our school. Ah, more technical difficulties. I'm sorry. We have a sub in our school named Miss Dickman.
Yeah,
it's
bizarre.
Kind of ironic and slightly hilarious.
I would change if I had a name like that. I'd change it.
Yeah, or just marry somebody. No. Wait, I think she's married anyway. So
yeah, it's Mrs. Dickman.
Or just keep your. Just keep your
maiden name. What if it is her maiden name?
Then get with the new name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that name's worse.
I would just avoid that name, in general.
Avoid.
Yeah.
What's the second funniest name you've ever heard besides Mrs. Dickman?
I think there might be funnier.
What?
There's a whole list of them if you want me to look them up.
Sure. That'd be pretty funny.
Okay, I'm just going to go to my little Google toolbar, which I find really helpful because I have Firefox and everything. So you talk for a few minutes. I'm turning my mic off so it doesn't pick up like the typing and stuff.
What would I talk about?
It doesn't matter. Just talk.
Okay, then. I'm guessing that I'm on now alone. Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm alone. It's all kind of bizarre. I've never really been on a ramp by myself. I've done a lot of ramps.
You've done them by yourself before, remember?
Yeah, but none of that really
episode,
good.
You're like, slave driver, yeah. Okay, I've got
taxi.
A pretty large list here.
What are the names?
Albino.
Albino?
There's an albino.
Albino.
Tomcats.
Tomcats.
There's a crispy bacon.
Crispy bacon.
Yeah.
Apparently there's some girl, like, she goes to a different school, but her name is Soda.
Wow.
Crazy.
There's Earl E. Bird.
Cole.
I don't know, I'm looking here for... There's Loophole.
Loophole.
Lisa Carr. Max Power. From The Simpsons.
Max Power. Yeah, that episode's funny. Homer changes his name to Max Power. Yeah.
There's Stanley Cup. There's Stanley Seymour Cup. Butts, which is a classic Simpsons joke again.
Yes, Seymour Butts. I'm looking for a Seymour Butts. First name Seymour, last name Butts. So I'm looking for a man to hug and kiss. A man to hug and kiss.
And then there's Pennywise.
Pennywise.
Price Right. And they're always just really weird ones. And a lot of stuff that I just don't want to say on the show.
Wow. Is it really that bad?
Yeah. I've got a World Cup news thing on my Google homepage. But according to somebody here, France is favored to beat Portugal. So, who do you think it's going to be?
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected, everybody.
Yes, and I was sitting here for 5 minutes, and I didn't know that.
No. We didn't get disconnected that long ago.
Well, still, I'm just sitting here for a while. I just hung up the phone that second when you called.
Yeah. But, what happened was, I asked you, the last thing that I said was, who do you think's gonna win, Italy or France?
I didn't hear that.
Oh.
But Italy.
Italy?
After yesterday's game, yeah, Italy.
The person behind me thinks it's France.
And that is?
No, not live, but it's recorded. And you're gonna be all over the place. no problem. It's great to have opinions.
Okay. Just, thanks. No, have you ever actually watched one of the games? It's really annoying because like the announcers, they always agree with each other. Who wants to watch that? Who wants to listen to that? You should be listening to people who despise each other's opinion. It should be like, I'm voting for Italy. Are you kidding me? Italy sucks. It should be stuff like that.
Wow. That's a bit weird.
Yes, I have very strong opinions about entertainment.
I have some pretty weird things right here. Wow. Piece of man's skulls fall off, draws crowds.
What?
Some guy's skull fell off.
That's not funny. That's quite disturbing, actually. What, did it just fall off?
I don't know. I don't care to... I saw the story, and it looked... There were some pretty disturbing pictures there. So... Yeah. And,
okay.
Here's a story about, an advertising company, that's printing ads on hookers, oddly enough.
What?
They're literally printing ads on hookers.
Okay. It's kind of scary.
So they've got, like, Audi tattooed on their leg or something. Or McDonald's, like, on their shoulder. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird, weird, weird idea.
That kind of scares me. Scares me so. Sorry.
Yeah, that's... And there was also that, there was some thing, the rocket ship, the space shuttle, the Discovery that launched last night.
Yeah. It failed, didn't it? Sam?
Yeah.
What happened to it?
What happened to it?
Yeah.
It went up in the air, and it was good.
It was good.
It went, and it's discovering things.
What? Not now, kind of things?
Things in space.
In space! Sorry.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but any weird news on your part, Dara?
No, not really.
Not
probably
at all?
Go search for something on, like, the internet. Probably wouldn't be too hard. They've got a lot of information on the opening page.
If you go on Netscape.com, they always have these really, really weird stories. The worst part, though, is they always repeat their stories. Like, you see the story once, and then you see it again 6 months ago. And they're all about, ooh, there was a study that proves this. And it's like, I don't care.
I don't really give a damn. And if
neither
you
do, I
do that again, I'll take off your head and use it as toilet paper.
Oh, that reminds me. We've been getting some good iTunes reviews. And thanks
to
everyone
who
submitted.
Wait, the paper remark reminds you that we've been getting good reviews?
No, the part about removing my head does.
How does that remind you about removing your head?
There was something about toothbrushes and I don't know. I think decapitation involving toothbrushes. If I can just open the music store. I'm not really supposed to do this. I really shouldn't read my own reviews. But we've got one about decapitation involving toothbrushes. So
decapitation involving toothbrushes.
Well, it was a good review.
What does it say?
We got 5 stars.
But what does it say?
I don't know. You read it yourself. I don't want to go through it. Even though it's only a line. But thanks to everybody who submitted, like, an iTunes review. We really appreciate it. It's, like, the best way to get the word out on iTunes. And really, if we get enough good reviews, we can really just make a mark and people will be able to discover us really easily.
Yes.
So, yeah, thanks to everybody who sent one in. And, yeah. So, you know what? I'm going to go to the next song.
Okie dokie, then, Smokey.
Okay, this one is actually one of my favorites that I actually put on the show. This one is kind of like a metal song, and I know most people don't like this stuff. But, I don't know. It's... Oh, I just need to throw this out on the air, that, all of our music comes from the PodSafe Music Network. You can find them at music.podshow.com, and they're great if you're a podcaster. They're great if you're an artist. It's a great way to get your music out, and it's a great way to get music on your podcast without going through all this, like, legal stuff. So, yeah. The song that we're going to play is Analog by Strung Out. So,
wee.
Enjoy that, everybody.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. We're back.
Hello.
Whoa. What was that?
That was my turtle.
That was loud. What?
That was my turtle.
You don't have a turtle.
That's what I want you to think.
That's what they all want you to think. That's what the man wants you to think.
Yes. The man wants you to think that cake and stuff is fattening for you. And really, it's celery and vegetables.
Interesting.
In Latin, the word healthy means death.
Let's put that at rest for a second.
Okay.
Have you seen the new Superman movie yet?
Yes, I saw it.
What's your opinion? I know there's going to be many mixed opinions about this all over the place since it's like kind of like a remake.
Yeah, it was a remake, except they just changed the storyline a little bit.
Yeah.
Like with the whole disappearing and then returning thing.
There's a whole bunch of like Superman things going on.
Yeah.
So I want your opinion on this. What do you think of the new Superman movie?
Well, it was pretty good. I liked it. Superman's cool in it. Lex Luthor was, like, the guy who said Lex Luthor, Kevin Spacey, he was really cool. He had some good lines. But the only difference is that, I don't think it was as good as the Batman and Spider-Man movies. Like, Batman Begins and Spider-Man 2 and 1.
Okay. So, yeah.
It's also a lot lighter. Like, the Batman and Spider-Man movies were dark.
Yeah. So, when's the next Spider-Man coming out?
Next year.
And they already have the trailer?
Yeah, I've seen it. They've got it during Superman. And also, I've actually watched the trailer frame by frame. That's how obsessive I am with Spider-Man. And if you watch it frame by frame, you'll see that Harry Osborn dies. He gets killed by one of the Green Goblin bombs.
That's a bit weird, but
I don't know how, but it's true. If you watch it frame by frame, you can actually see his skull burning.
Okay, you're a bit over-informed on this kind of stuff.
Well, that's what happens when you watch the trailer frame by frame.
Okay. That's a bit scary.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, we've been doing a lot of, like, stuff concerning the show. And I'm really sorry that we haven't done anything for the show for, like,
a while.
Over a month.
We worked for, like, a couple weeks on
this big thing that didn't work out, so
crap.
Yeah, but we expect to have this going like every week now, so I'm gonna try to fit an hour and a half in for you guys every week, and it'll be great. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I have to say right now. So, I am going to turn in something funny.
I'm
going to
turn
find.
Into a plant.
Yes, I am going to turn into a plant.
I'm a plant. I'm a talking plant.
Here's one that I found. It's a fake Google search page. And it's got Chuck Norris typed in on the top, right? And it's got search the web, right? It says,
yeah.
Google won't search for Chuck Norris because it knows you don't find Chuck Norris. He finds you. No standard web pages containing all your search terms are found. Your search, Chuck Norris, did not match any documents. Suggestions, run before he finds you or try a different person.
Where did you find this?
I just stumbled upon it. literally, like, there's a toolbar for Mozilla Firefox called Stumble Upon, and you type in your interests, and you click a button, and it'll bring you to a random web page based upon your interests, and I don't know, that you can get to find a lot of really funny stuff there, you can find a lot of really cool stuff there.
I found a really cool stumble thing. It was funny. You see this sign in the highway, and it says in big bold letters, "Caution, edges of the sign are very sharp. Do not touch the edges of any kind." And at the bottom in really small writing, it says, "Oh yeah, bridge is out." The bridge is out. No walking or driving. Small little letters. People are going to die.
Yes, they are. Oh,
hello?
There's, I found this page of, I stumbled upon a page of, classified ads.
Yeah.
It's like, is your memory letting down? And what about your memory? Is it letting you down? Call for your information pack right now, before you forget.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Am your grammar letting me down? Are you still there? Yeah. Are you still there?
Hello. Hello. I'm back.
Yep. For sale. Bonsai tree. Large. €80.
Bonsai.
Do you get it?
Bonsai trees aren't supposed to be large.
There you go. Applause for Dara. Small.
This is a really, really small block. The size
Good
of a bush.
So, yeah. We pretty much only have 15 minutes left to go before we have to leave everybody.
Really?
It's actually a lot easier. It's kind of a lot easier doing this thing in big chunks and doing it in, like, little bits.
Yeah.
So, because we can get a lot more news in and stuff. And I promise, like, you know what? I might actually start a show with an actual theme. So, if I do, I'm going to let everybody know what it is, and I'm going to have everybody check it out. Because right now, we don't have much of a theme. Mm-hmm. We're just about, like, random stuff. So, if I ever do have a theme, then I'm going to let everybody know.
Theme!
Sorry.
So, yeah. Maybe you should do, like, a movie something or something. I don't know.
Hello?
Yep. Maybe
yeah.
I should teach you how to do this so that you
know
can do,
what
like,
they're doing on Comedy Central? They're having this contest where you can create your own TV show.
Okay.
And if it's good, then they'll, finish it. If it's good, then they'll show it on the air.
Yeah. Okay, but, like, seriously, maybe I should teach you how to do this so that you can, like, do something.
What do you mean, like, do something?
Like, maybe you could do something about the movies or whatever. You could do a little movie podcast. Little
Remember
movie
the Lego podcast. Movies? What about sending those in?
Oh, yeah, I found out how to make video podcasts work on iTunes. I have an iPod converter now, so I can make video podcasts work. So maybe we'll get one of those going. We can get Dara, actually, email one of those to me. Email whichever one's your favorite.
I'll email the one that we worked on in one day. So, like, Fantastic Four make fun of thing.
No, that wasn't that funny. That was kind of a failed project. How about the one with where you had the pirates in it, and then there was the whole thing with
the shark
sea
and the squid.
Beast?
What? Yeah, I'll send that one. That one was pretty good.
That one
was hard to make, though.
I know. It must have been hard to make with the water. The water, yeah, unfortunately, was a
I had
blue
to use
towel.
A towel. Yes,
it was
towel.
A blue towel. It wasn't blue. Very. It wasn't very accurate special effects wise, but it was just pretty cool to watch. And it's about, yeah, like, it's about 30 seconds long.
And the whole cartoon with all the little images are like 3 minutes.
Remember we were gonna do that entire project? There was one that was gonna be like 3 minutes long. We were gonna do a music video for a song.
Oh, yeah.
We need to finish that.
Yeah, the only problem, yeah, and we were gonna build like a mosh pit in the middle.
We were gonna have a mosh pit. It was gonna be for Velvet Revolver or something. Yeah, we were gonna get a Velvet Revolver song, get a whole bunch of Lego people, build a whole set, and we do this whole thing. And it was gonna be crazy. But we'd need a better set and we'd need all this,
yeah,
stuff. So, if there are any set builders out there that are willing to help at all.
I know one.
You do?
Peter. He's a lot of
Peter's
Legos.
Oh, okay. So if maybe you could, he could be our assistant set builder or whatever. He could be our main set builder person.
Yeah.
So,
you know, they just recreated the Lego soccer now.
Oh God, not again.
They recreated it, except now they added the new soccer football. And Ireland is a team.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they have like? Do they actually have, like, real teams? Like, you can get a pack with, like...
I'm not sure, but I think that's how they're going to do it this time. Because they're supposed to take after this year's World Cup.
Seriously, I don't think Ireland was in this year's World Cup, were they?
What?
Was Ireland even in this year's World Cup?
No, but they'll be in the next 4 years. Because the next 4 years, it's going to, like... The World Cup's supposed to be taking place in Ireland.
Really?
Yeah. At least I think so. At the moment, it's supposed to be.
Whatever happened to the 2008 Olympics? They were going to have it in New York, but now they weren't anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe something happened to the field, and they couldn't really use it.
No, I think that not enough people chose the U.S. or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But I remember when they had Lego basketball, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't buy them in teams, which was stupid. You bought a pack. It was just a box of random figures and their little cards. So you got, like, people from different teams, and it was kind of weird. And it was only the really good players, so you never got any, like, really obscure players, which would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been neat.
Like, I got... Vince Carter and Dirk Nowitzki, and that was it. And I'm like, you know what, this sucks. I should be able to buy a whole team of guys for like $20. But
yeah.
I'd pay $5 for like 5 guys.
The new Lego soccer looks like no different than the other one. Except they might have teams.
Yeah. So I might actually consider buying that. Call me crazy, but I actually might consider buying that if it's like not.
If you can get teams.
If you can get them in teams.
Mm. Is it cool? And like, just be cool. Just play like.
It probably would.
A lot of like. Soccer-obsessed people, this is what they'd probably do. All they watch on TV is soccer. All they play with their friends is soccer. All the video games that they get are soccer. I'm not sure about what their job would be. Maybe they'd work at some sports company, and they'd work in the soccer department. But
or maybe they play soccer for a living.
Yeah. And just, and everything, like, just for the heck of it, they'd have the soccer Lego if they ever got bored of everything.
I don't think anybody who's over 2 buys soccer Lego. Except for me, because I'm kind of weird like that.
Yeah.
But it was cool doing like an episode like this where we can just be random and we can rant for a long, long, long time.
Long. And
basically, 50. So basically, we only have a short amount of time left.
How much time?
Well, I don't know. We have like, so, about 15 minutes or less.
You said like 15 minutes, like a couple of minutes ago.
Well, I was wrong.
Are you wrong this time or the time before?
I'm wrong every time.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Yeah. It really irritates me because one of my favorite podcasts, it was the official podcast for a really good radio show in Seattle and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they stopped doing their show. Well, no, they kept doing the show. They just stopped podcasting it.
So why?
I'm like, oh no, why? I don't know. They just stopped doing it, and it was like they had just gotten through with an interview with a Bigfoot hunter. I don't know why they could have. I don't know why they stopped there, but yeah. The funny thing that I was listening to, oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, yeah. I was, listening to another show, and,
with
there was this guy, and he was talking about, how Paris Hilton doesn't deserve to be, like, picked on all the time by, like, Hollywood. And he's got some actual good reason for it. Because, like, honestly, what did she do wrong? Like, she didn't do anything. Like,
well,
ever.
She's sort of a slut.
Yeah, pretty much. But she can't do much else. Like, she dropped out of high school. And she doesn't have the best brain in her head. And there's nothing much else that she can do.
Well, that's basically her fault.
It's not really her fault that she's stupid.
Well, it depends. If the school she went to was bad, then that wouldn't make sense, but other than that...
No, I don't think that she got a bad education. I think that she's just stupid. She's just slow in general.
Thick in the head.
Because there's a difference between being intelligent and not knowing enough, and just being plain slow, and just being like, what? Where? What? I think she was just born a bit stupid, and she doesn't really deserve all the flaring. I'm gonna get destroyed for that, but, but honest to God, like, that guy had really good reasons. And
yeah,
also, he...
Yes.
He kind of, he had reasonable thought that the mafia doesn't exist.
He had reasonable thought that the mafia doesn't exist.
Yes.
And what thought would that be?
There's logic in it. There's no actual, like, real proof that the mafia exists.
Well, they probably don't exist now, but, like, what about Prohibition? The mafia was all over that.
It might not have been the mafia.
It could have been the mob, yes, but there were a lot of different groups going up against, like, Prohibition. Could have been the mob, the mafia, could have been anyone.
The mafia, yeah, I know. There's no actual proof that the mafia exists. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah. But then there's no actual proof that the mob exists then.
What?
Then there's no actual proof that the mob exists. The mafia is just the Italian mob. It's no different. It's just Italian people in a mob.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was pretty weird, so...
Mobbing.
I'm just gonna be stupid now.
Okay, I'll just listen. I'm eating muffins. Hello, anybody?
This is great. I'm reading the reviews for, what's you call it? The Paris Hilton CD.
Yeah.
Which is gonna get bad reviews anyway. And I have to say, it was just really bad. I gave it 2 stars. Because she doesn't have, because there's a lot of vocal effects in there. She just caked it, and it made it actually sound good voice-wise. But she can't write at all. At all. It's just bad.
Well, she's dumb. Why is she writing?
What? I don't know. It's just because she's, like, rich as hell. And she can pretty much get anything that she wants.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but, my favorite review right here is one word. Barf.
Barf?
And the title of the review is one word, and it just said barf.
Okay.
Yeah, and the worst part is 42 out of 59 listeners found this review helpful. That's a bit scary. I'm gonna get off the topic of Paris Hilton for just because. Yeah.
It's getting a little creepy.
Yeah, I don't really like it that much.
Okay, then go on to another topic.
Okay, other topic. I don't know what another topic. So I'm really just going to end this right about here.
Really?
Yes. Sadly.
Okay.
Okay. Hoped everybody liked this show. It was a good attempt, I have to say. But, you can email us at, youdidn'thearthis@gmail.com, or websites, youdidn'thearthis.podomatic.com. You can send us stuff, like little rants, at our email address, or you can just call up at, 206, it's a Seattle number, 33YDHT8. And I don't really remember the numerals for that. So, if you, like, all phones have the little letters there, too. So, cell phones, home phones, whatever. So, yeah, that's about it. So, yeah. So, we're just going to go on to our last song. And this song is, 10 in the Pen by Minus Vince. So, goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.